The following podcast is intended for mature audiences. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Naked Wizard Media.
Hello, welcome to Talking Westeros, the Game of Thrones podcast. I'm your host, Kerry Kinney. Joining me as always, Sherry, Sarah, Jeff. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
It seems we've had 2 weeks without Game of Thrones. It seems like forever. How dare they?
I know, that's what I said.
Yeah.
How dare they preempt this show? For what? For what?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Come on, they can still show Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with it.
Oh, well.
You know what? I lived in this. I'm from the States. I still don't understand Memorial Day.
I think the wait was worth it, though. Episode 8 of Season 4, The Mountain and the Viper.
It's all right.
I'm not going there yet.
A shocking ending again. Not quite up there with weddings in Westeros, but... I definitely was a little surprised.
Well, come on. All signs are pointing to somebody's going to get fucked up.
Well, yeah, but just the way the battle was going, I didn't think it was going to end the way it did. Although I did shout a warning out, didn't I? Didn't I say?
Yeah.
Should have killed him when he had the chance.
Yeah, got too confident. Got too confident.
Sherry says she wished she would have filmed my reaction
again.
That's why we should just have cameras running
whenever
we watch Game of Thrones so we could just post stuff on the website. So this episode was directed by Alex Graves and written by Benioff and Weiss. Now, the episode starts with the brothel where Gilly is working. A nice, warm, and inviting brothel.
Yeah.
It looks like a nice place to hang
lots
out.
Lots of boobs.
But they're the victim of a wild... Well, there's lots of boobs everywhere in Westeros. They just...
Yeah, but they were happy to have their tatas.
Well, that's what a brothel's for, my dear.
Well, yeah.
Especially those 50-cent hookers.
Can't they keep it in till inside the room?
No, because that's what...
That's how they show their wares.
That's right.
Wouldn't they be afraid with all the swords back then, that them losing a boob?
No, you want to be careful.
Not just a boob, just a nipple.
Be careful.
Have nipples, too.
Just the nipple.
But it's all for naught, because the festivities were disrupted by a wildling raid. And I kind of thought it was kind of neat you had a... Because Ygritte is amongst this group here, and they're killing at will. And then she comes across Gilly and the baby, and just kind of she lets them live. And I said, hey, that's curious. You have John's girl and Sam's girl.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be best.
Think they'll go to the bathroom later?
She together? Technically isn't Sam's mean, girl.
You ladies go to the bathroom in groups when you're out, especially in bars.
Gilly did go to the bathroom as soon as Ygritte left.
Well, yeah.
I never go to the bathroom with anybody but myself.
And by the way, you guys go to the bathroom together. Don't think us guys don't know what you're talking about in there.
Yeah.
I go to the bathroom with somebody at work. We have a head nod.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now.
It's our time to gossip on the way to the bathroom.
Now, the Night's Watch here, Sam is very distraught. Sam basically thinks that he's basically sent her to her death and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. He was crying.
I like how his friends were trying to reassure him, though. Like they were saying, you know, she made it before, maybe she made it again. And the one guy kind of nodded and smiled at him, you know, like, don't worry, buddy, she's okay.
Give him a little hope.
She's kind of resilient, you know.
She is. But we discover the odds here in this scene. We have 102 versus 100,000.
Yeah,
that seems fair.
They got some problems.
Unless something drastic happens, that doesn't look good for...
No.
Well, okay, no, but you're also looking at the odds. It may be 100 to 100,000, but they have the wall. The wildlings don't.
True.
That's a pretty big advantage.
It is. It is. But if the wildlings are able to... somehow get over that disadvantage, then they're the Night's
then
Watch
they're kind of fun.
They could just human pyramid all the way to the top.
Yeah. Yes.
Do like
the cheerleaders.
Yep, exactly.
No, World War Z.
World War Z, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
You never know.
Jeff, we have a very important debut in this week's episode.
Of?
You need to stop playing your fucking phone game right
now. I'm not playing a phone game. I'm looking up the game of the episode.
Oh. We had the debut of Miss Ande's boobs.
Oh, yes.
So thank you for that.
Her tatas.
We had alas, seen most of them alas, in various dresses. Yes.
Yeah. Alas, ladies, you were deprived of any gray worm penis.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's unfortunate. Or the lack thereof.
And of course he's
we don't know. We're not sure.
He's a nice, warm chocolate brother, and we still didn't get anything.
Here,
aren't they a cute couple, though?
I'll take that thought out of your head, because he's unsullied.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe guaranteed, he ran away because he doesn't remember.
Teed?
No.
His penile member is vominous.
But
I don't care. I was just thinking something for the ladies.
See, you know? I thought because she asked him, do you remember them cutting it? He said no. So maybe he escaped and doesn't remember. And
no.
Doesn't want to say, there's my junk.
No.
Possible.
It's gone.
You?
Trust me.
And now what does Daenerys refer to them as? The pillar and the stones.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of
propeller.
The propeller.
Sounded like she said the propeller. I didn't see any airplanes around Westeros, but I was curious. I wonder though, and Jeff, without giving things away.
Okay.
This little background love story, could this become significant?
Another thing that's not in the books.
Oh, this is not in the books?
No. Same with Gilly being
for the viewers.
Again, without giving things away, do their characters, you can just say yes or no, do their characters grow and become more prominent at some point? Or are they just
not so much. You know, in Daenerys's storyline, there's not too many people that are very prominent.
That's because her storyline is boring as fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, kinda. I like her.
She's starting to get me a little bit. I'm starting to get a little pissed sometimes at her.
Yeah, I know. This last episode was like really harsh, lady.
But I think her storyline now is just, it's a snore fest. Sorry, it is.
It's way
too. Because, you know why? I think towards the end of the books, the sixth and seventh book, I think her story is going to be the most interesting out of the entire
say, she's just been treading water for the past, what, two seasons, mm-hmm. pretty much? Like, well, I guess whenever she took over Slaver's Bay, that was a big thing, but beyond that, it was just a lot of walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going nowhere, doing nothing. Conquering a place here and there.
Yeah.
Conquering. Freeing nothing, the slaves of the week.
Well, nothing significant, but it does pick up towards the end of the fifth book, but nothing that would...
So even
there's readers, no, oh my gosh.
So moments. Even readers of the books are still waiting for Daenerys' storyline to kick in.
Yeah, something like that.
Were you going to say something, Sarah? You look like you were...
Yeah, Jorah's definitely not in the friend zone anymore.
Well, we'll get to that. Yeah, that was I wasn't expecting that.
See, I told you. You know what? Way back in the first or second episode where they were talking about Jorah being a spy, I told you that would play in somewhere in this season.
Well, they wouldn't have brought up if it wasn't going to play in at some point. But I just didn't expect it. So, kind of here it is. You know what
you're
I mean?
You're here now. You're gone. Bye.
Yeah. But first, we have to take a look at Theon. Again, and Ramsay continues his manipulation.
That's just gross.
I wrote down here when he sends Theon off, I said, I'm not sure how well this is going to work, Theon being Theon, because he's pretty, as I said before, his cheese seems to have slid off his cracker, so I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
But it
appears... He's lucky there was a loose cannon behind
that other guy. It appears to work,
yeah.
It appears to work, although it wasn't going to at first. But I guess when you're starving and dying and stuff at the that might change your opinion.
It was kind of fucked up what they did to their commander, though. That's not very
whatever.
Very nice.
Yeah, he was. He got his
axe to the head.
He got that, his though.
He was that guy was a sickly fella. He was gonna.
Well,
he
yeah,
he was he wasn't guy. Long he had, for the world.
He looks like he had TB to begin with.
That's and delicious.
Hey, everybody, that's what it looks like when you take off your skin.
Yeah, flayed.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's nice,
eh? I think that was the one thing. The flayed man. Flayed and quartered them. I don't think he went that extra mile.
They had fat men steak that night.
He was committed to his work.
Yes, he liked what he did.
Yeah. Ew.
And now Littlefinger here, his fate. Was resting in Sansa's hands here for a bit. And she came through. A little bit of a liar, but she came through. What? First of all, I have all kinds of questions about this.
Oh,
this,
so this do I. Line.
First of all, what is Littlefinger up to with Robin and everything? Mm-hmm. And the other thing is what I was wondering was what the fuck is going on?
Okay, ew. Well, see,
that's all I
number
have to
one
say is ew, and I know that's so Valley Girl, but ew. Because
she smirked at him there, and
the
she came out all sexily.
And see, that's the thing, is she's this like, storyline is want probably the most diverged from the books.
There's none of this going on? There's no creepy...
What happened last week with What's-Her-Face getting thrown out the moon door and stuff? That happened.
Yeah, okay.
But what actually took place is that a minstrel had seen what happened. And they blamed it all on the minstrel, and he was like blamed for her death and all that stuff. That's in the books.
But I'm talking about the Littlefinger Sansa creepy,
but
creepy
in her bedroom creepy where she goes, "I know what you want."
Here's the thing.
I'm like,
and then the camera cuts away.
I think you want it.
And then
too,
the camera cuts
really
away,
gross.
So we don't know
she
what
knows
happened.
How to play the game now
in the books.
Yeah, I think that
she despises him. Mm-hmm. So
I think she still does. She's just playing him.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, like that Sherry said, she's learned how to play the game. So now she's become. Maybe Sansa has seen Littlefinger at work for so long that she's going to become her own little version of Littlefinger, manipulating everybody. And
I hope so, because that was creepy.
She's learned from him. She's learned from Cersei.
Cersei
has great masters.
This whole storyline makes me feel, every time I see them, makes me feel uncomfortable. Every time I see Sansa and Littlefinger now.
Yeah, because you don't know if they're going to hop in bed.
It makes me want to go have a
shower. Make little
mini
babies.
In real life, they're not that much older. There's not that much of an age difference, is there?
He's in his mid-40s.
Yeah.
Is he?
And she's 17. Yeah.
So basically, he's Woody Allen is all he is.
Yeah. Now we have to talk about the first sort of shocker in this episode. The jig is up for Jorah.
Yeah.
And he's banished.
Good.
I was just kind of surprised at how it just, well, here's a scroll.
Yeah.
Saying that he's, okay. I did like how, though, he did not really put up a fight. Like when Selmy's talking to him and he says, let me speak to her, Selmy says, you'll never be with her alone again. Because I kind of thought, you know, as good as Jorah is, from what we've heard, I don't think he'd fare too well against Selmy.
No.
And I don't know. Another storyline, which I don't know where it's going because it's kind of different from the book. He gets caught in the book.
Yeah.
But the other things take place besides that.
I found this. Did you guys find this kind of hard to watch after their history?
Yeah. Obviously he's evolved from that and he's not doing this spy thing anymore.
Do you think she was too hard on him?
Yeah.
No.
No, I think so. No. Sorry, I do.
No, because
when you think about what he was supposed to—he was spying on her for her enemies.
He was. She almost got killed. But he stopped it. And the last thing that he almost
she was by his hand that it was even possible for her to get that close to.
Okay, that I can understand. But then she asks, "Did you tell them I was pregnant?" And then that's all they know. They think she's still pregnant, obviously, or had the baby at this point. So she, in her mind, is probably thinking, well,
I'm trying to recall, but I'm trying to think back.
That's
what
she said.
Did they find out?
Did you tell them I was pregnant?
Yeah, he found out that she was pregnant. She didn't find out that he lost the baby. They didn't.
Yeah.
He was already changed man by the time he found out
she
lost the baby.
So they didn't find out.
So they, no, they haven't found out.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Did,
they think that she's had the baby.
If
has
they found out, it's by different means, not by Jorah.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's what I mean. They don't know that she's not
because he got he stopped spying at the time of the wine merchant, right?
Yeah.
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 But you got to remember, Varys has people everywhere. So.
Oh yeah.
I could have found it otherwise.
And good news, our good old buddy Roos is back.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him for a little while. Roos Bolton, you know, everybody's favorite wedding guest. but very significant here. He promotes Ramsay. Ramsay.
Well, no,
Ramsay
I wouldn't
is
say
no
promotes. He
Ramsay
recognizes
is
him.
Ramsay is no longer Ramsay Snow. He's Ramsay Bolton. Come on, Jeff. That's a promotion. He's no longer a bastard.
Yeah.
He claims his son because what? He's now done what he wanted him to do?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, that's...
still a deadbeat.
In Westeros, that's every Snow's like longing is to be recognized by their father. It's usually... A Snow is usually a lord-born son.
Yeah.
That his father's a lord and a mother is not. So that's like every
Isn't a Snow a bastard?
Yeah.
In the north, yes.
Yeah.
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 In the north, yeah.
Now,
not necessarily of
class. No. Not necessarily a class thing, just a bastard.
Yeah, just
thing.
A bastard. Yeah.
Bastard.
Bastard. Bastard. Now we come to probably the most curious part of this episode, I think, but the one that made me laugh out loud. Arya's reaction to Lysa's death.
She's laughing. I'm like,
she just bursts out laughing. It was great.
You know why she burst out laughing, right?
Why did she burst out laughing?
Because she found it very funny that the hound is not going to get his money.
That's right. That's what I figured too.
Yeah.
Not that her aunt is dead, because she could care less. Couldn't care less.
See, I originally thought that she thought it was funny. I'm like, oh my God, awkward moment. Why would you be laughing that your aunt is dead? And that's when Jeff said, oh, it's because he's not getting paid. I'm like, yeah.
Because she'd actually never met her. So
yeah. It looks like we're getting kind of close to a reunion of sorts here between Sansa and Arya. Whether that happens, I don't know. We've seen circumstances develop on the show before that have negated
I mean,
such
for
progress.
Frank's sake, she's right story. At the gosh darn door. If something happens out of the door, I mean.
I would like to know how the writers are going to write themselves out of this dilemma, because that hound and...
Oh, did you guys notice, too?
He was...
His wound.
The hound and her, that storyline's, far removed from the books.
Well, yeah, because in the books, by this time, he's dead, right?
Yeah, so, well, you think he's dead. He's not, nobody
left,
guarantees
he's
dead
left
in this
for
movie
death.
Unless
but that's
you
what
see
I mean.
Them
I think
die.
They're starting to make up for lost times, or they were supposed to kill him off, and now that they haven't.
So she's just in other places now. Like, there's no...
She's already moved on in her story. Well, we had mentioned that how it deviated from the book with this injury to the hound, and now we see him. Looks like that's going to come back into play. I like the character.
But he's going to die.
And I like the interaction between Arya and him.
Don't say that, because
he's going to die, Jeff, because they kill off everyone good in this show. Yeah.
Like I said, unless you actually see the person die, unless you see the person die, don't count them out yet.
Okay, so what's his name? Serial.
You never know. You never know.
Now, speaking of deaths of likable characters and stuff, this brings me to the meat and potatoes of today's episode.
The meat and potatoes. Jeez.
First, we have another great scene between Tyrion and Jaime. These two guys together are great. I love Tyrion's story about, Olsen Lannister?
That's what I was trying to tell Sarah. Is that man's oratory skills are second to none. As an actor, I wish he would have read all the books.
Yeah.
In audio, because
he probably would have got everybody's name right.
Yeah. You could listen to that man talk for hours. He's that entertaining.
And I'm gonna bring something up, and I apologize to our listeners maybe I shouldn't. I was gonna bring something up because I haven't read the books. That Sherry and I noticed, but if we're correct, then we're sort of giving something away.
Just say it. Whatever.
But we told of our observations with Joffrey's death, and we ended up being correct. Mm-hmm. But I'll say it after we get to near the end of this here. But I wrote down near the beginning of this.
Here's a cookie, I'm going to give it to you later.
I wrote down near the beginning of this fight. I said, "Cute, Oberyn can twirl a stick."
Oh, yeah, he's pretty accomplished.
Yes, but okay, you can throw a stick. It looks all cute and fancy, but let's see a fight.
No, he looked like he knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing, yeah. But this was before they even engaged each other. He was just dancing around with it. And now, first, the mountain looked like he couldn't move in that armor.
That's the one thing in the books. They are obviously not going to be able to recreate the books as well. They got the guy in stature, but the mountain in the books is scary fast.
Yeah.
Much faster than...
This guy is not.
No.
I wonder if one of the other mountains could have done that better. Yeah.
I'm still traumatized.
Sorry.
I still thought the first mountain was the scariest looking one.
Yeah, he was. That guy's a really good actor.
I think the second mountain was taller. I think he was taller.
Yeah.
But
this guy's just a refrigerator.
Yeah. He's a beast.
He's huge.
Yeah.
He's
so I think they got him for a stature. There's the height difference they wanted.
So he's not going to be as graceful mm-hmm. as a more slender man.
Yeah.
And plus the armor.
Yeah.
You can hardly move with that.
This
on.
Fight, I'm watching it, and I'm watching the mountain move, and I'm going, I think I could take him. Like he's like these big lumbering swings. Yeah. And
telegraphing every hit.
Badly.
And,
And Oberyn fares quite well against him. And I fucking said, I said when you had him on the ground.
So did I.
I said you should have killed him when you had the chance.
Yeah, he got too confident. That's what happens nowadays.
No, you can't die yet. You haven't confessed. Fuck off. Just kill him.
Who gives a shit?
The same thing happened to Walter White on Breaking Bad. Let it go. Let it go. No. He can't let it go. So what's the result? He gets his fucking head popped off. The guy popped him like he was a fucking zit.
I do believe that is the most graphic scene
that was so ever gross. Shown on television. First he poked his eyes out.
Yeah, that's when I turned away.
With blood-curdling screams out of Oberyn.
Oh, yeah, I had read today about the head popping scene. So whenever we watched it, as soon as the thumbs went in the eyes, that's when I was like, nope.
That was disturbing. But did you see what happened before that?
Well, this is probably what she and I said.
One punch.
Oh,
and every tooth in his mouth came out.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to get hit by the mountain.
I didn't notice all that. What, did they show teeth on the ground? I kind of looked away.
He spit every single tooth out of his mouth.
Yeah. I was watching it and my mouth kind of dropped open. And not in shock. It wasn't like shock like the Red Wedding. It was the shock of the brutality of what was happening.
That mountain fucker, man.
It was unexpected. But now, Sherry and I's observation. It's just a quick one. And now, Jeff, you can't say anything because you've already read the book, so you know what's going on. Both of us noticed that before the fight began, I guess it was Oberyn Squire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already know what you're going to say.
Was wiping the blade of the
something
of the spear.
Yeah, he was just polishing it.
So my views, what I'm thinking is happening here is that there was some kind of poison or something on the blade, and the mountain is going to die a very slow. An agonizing death.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
I can see on Jeff's face here that he's liking what I'm saying. Sorry, everybody out there,
get over it.
Going fuck, but we're just observant like that. Sorry, I am anyway.
Could be wrong because I thought Oberyn was going to win. So
but they clearly showed a shot of this guy wiping the blade. So I'm like, why would they show that unless something's up? And then they really made it a point to show that Oberyn stabbed the mountain with it. Like it
and
wasn't,
he slashed him in the back.
Slashed him in the back.
What is that? Like, is Achilles?
Him. It looked a little high for the Achilles tendon. But,
yeah, that's true. It was like back of the knee kind of. Yeah.
Can he come
even,
back from
even
any
if
of
he
that,
survives
really?
His wounds?
Can he come back from?
He'll always have a limp. Let's put it
down. If you recover from that kind of.
How do you recover from a spear in the gut?
Well,
it's not where he stabbed him. Stabbed him in the lung.
In the lung. Okay, so how do you recover?
Even worse,
stabbed him right here in the left side of the lung.
Back then, like even now, a lung stabbing is kind of serious. Like,
well, yeah.
So obviously he would die from that because there's no way they can go in and repair that.
So Oberyn probably will get his revenge in the long run.
Eventually,
but
well, as long as the guy's not a smoker, and you can survive with one lung filled up.
No pipe weed in Westeros. Yeah. I've noticed that. There's pipe weed in Middle Earth. No pipe weed in Westeros.
That's but the funny big, how the you most, say that. I started watching Desolation.
I was honestly, I was upset. I was like, really? I don't care if he's gonna die next episode.
I was upset because
I
liked the
Oberyn
character.
To win.
But I wasn't shocked because.
And then freaking Tywin all. Proud to be to kill
his own son. This is the significance of this. Now this episode ends. Tyrion has been sentenced to death.
And by his own father.
But come
how
on,
pathetic
like,
is that?
Oberyn, you've seen this character. He's a master of excess through the entire series. Through the entire season, you don't see this
did you
coming.
See his sister / girlfriend like, come on. Scream her face off?
Though? Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
It was telegraphed to the entire season.
I wasn't shocked at what occurred. I was shocked by the brutality.
Yeah.
No, I was shocked about what occurred. I didn't hear anything.
I thought that it was possible. I thought it was possible leading up to that Oberyn's quest for revenge may have gotten in the way of this. But then during the fight, when he had the mountain on the ground and wouldn't kill him again and was saying, say her name or say who was it.
I was like, he's getting
more confident. I said, you're fucking it all up.
They never gave an exact count, but I'm pretty sure this is the most deaths in Game of Thrones since season 2 when Stannis
invaded Westeros. You mean for the whole season?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to look at the statistics. Statistics.
I'm still mad. I'm just shocked. I was like, really?
I've been noticing on a couple of my Game of Thrones, happen? A couple of my Game of Thrones groups here on Facebook, some people are abandoning the show.
Oh, well, that's taken a little
I think that's a little extreme because they're saying that the good guys never win. It's not over yet.
That's not... Yeah, but that's life.
That's life.
The good guys don't always win.
Didn't you ever hear the saying...
The good guys, rarely win.
Didn't you always hear this? Didn't you ever hear the saying, it's always darkness just after midnight?
Yeah. Because the mountain's standing in the freaking light.
But that's the way it should go.
I felt so bad for Tyrion just... His reaction
because he looks so happy at first when Oberyn got the upper hand.
Yes, oh, yeah, and then, oh no!
Yeah,
just almost like he's going, no, deflated. Just kill him. No. Stop talking. Just kill him. No. Yeah. Stop talking. Kill him.
See, Bronn would have just killed him.
Bronn would have just killed him. Bronn
would have just been like.
I don't think Bronn would have fared as well, though.
I'm getting vibes. Because Oberyn
showed some pretty vast skills there. He was.
He had some martial arts skills.
Yeah.
Or his body doubled it, for sure.
Wow. His body doubled it, yeah.
It's probably what's his face there from.
Yeah, and you know what? I was just thinking about that. Eyes. I was just going to say that. I said, I bet you Jeff is thinking Ray Park.
Yeah.
I was just
he was,
thinking that.
He was dancing around like
him. Yeah, but he was. But Ray Park's also like 4'2". So.
That's true. Well, you know what? Even better, because if they shot it from far away like that, then you see the mountain and him, there's a big stature difference.
I don't mind Ray Park, but Snake Eyes is not under 6 feet tall.
Sorry.
Sorry, not my Snake Eyes. Big G.I. Joe fan.
Yeah.
Movie's it's not too great.
Pretty good.
The second one was okay. The first one was awful. All right.
Yeah, the first one was back to unacceptable.
Well, there's nothing much else to say about this episode other than, I mean, we got two episodes left of this season. And if tradition holds true, the next one's usually when the shit hits the fan.
Well,
the penultimate episode.
I'm going to start a petition.
Now, it almost seemed like it was this episode this season where
I don't think
the big
so.
Turn of events happened. But
and you know what?
There's been a few.
I've seen where the writers are going, and I think the next episode, if they speed up the timeline just a touch, I think it's going to be
We'll have to wait and see.
Quite fucking awesome.
I have to wait and see. I don't think any of the penultimate episodes of this series yet has disappointed.
I think Tywin should be very ashamed of himself.
Tywin should feel lots of shame, and maybe he should just go and think about what he's doing.
Well, yeah, he's killing his own son. Who does that?
But he hates his son, so it doesn't matter.
Well, then maybe Jamie
will whip him on the butt with his golden hand.
That would hurt.
This is the only thing that I can. The only thing I can see happening that could possibly change the fate of Tyrion is if Jaime intervenes.
Other than that, I don't know.
I agree. I can't see them killing off Tyrion.
That was
especially
one thing.
Not in this manner, but something's going to have to happen.
Thing I said to Sarah. If you noticed at the end of their little
I think they need to
discussion that they had there as Jaime was leaving the cell, the look on his face was like, I don't want you to die. You're not going to die. Yeah. I'm not going to let you die.
Yeah, well...
Are you about to cry? You sound very choked up there.
It's it's very touching.
He's thinking about the brotherly relationship. He's getting verklempt.
Mm-hmm. He's thinking about his own brother.
He's like,
I hurt you.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, I'll give you a topic.
A peanut is neither a pea nor a nut.
I'll give you a topic. Jon Snow is really a Targaryen. Discuss.
Yeah. You know what? I'm pretty sure that character is copyrighted.
TM.
Oh well. How much money is he going to come after me for?
You never know. He might be hurting for cash. You know.
Yeah, drawing blood from a stone is not.
You know who Adam Carolla is?
No. Yes.
Okay, so I heard him on a podcast the other day.
This is the portion of the show where we veer off and talk about a little nonsense. Bit.
No, it isn't nonsense. There's this company. There's this group of lawyers in Texas.
Bunches of group of lawyers.
Sorry, I meant a group of lawyers in Texas. I don't remember the name of the town anymore. But what they're doing is suing Adam Carolla, and he eventually thinks that after the lawsuit's all done, they're gonna just go down the iPod list. And his name just happens to be first, is his AC. They're arguing that they didn't invent
They hold a patent on podcasting.
Not that they hold a patent on podcasting when the podcast came out. Like, you release a podcast weekly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're saying they have the patent for that.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's had to spend $50,000 just to try to get the venue moved. He hasn't even got the venue moved yet. And so what they're thinking is just like a money grab. Finally, you just say, you've spent so much money, just here, go fuck off. Each time they win the case, it makes your straight case stronger for the next time. You know, like the big conglomerates are going to skip for a bunch of money. And then, like, the little guys like us that don't make anything off of it, they'll just leave alone.
Of course they will. Who the fuck listens to this shit?
Yeah, I know, right? But sorry, right. Like, how much of a human piece of scum do you got to be to do shit like that?
How low do you have to go to tune into this fucking podcast? Really? Is your life that low?
At least we talk about a good show sometimes.
Sometimes, when we stay on track and
actually discuss the show. Why would you want to stay on track? We have a sounding board for the entire world.
Yeah.
And you want to just stay on topic.
Yeah. Talking Westeros, what the world is listening to. Should be our new slogan. If we count like one person in each continent.
Yeah, right.
We're doing all right.
A whole seven listeners.
We're reaching, we have a global.
7.5 because those scientists down in Antarctica are probably listening too.
And yeah, well, them and Peter Dinklage, you know Pete's listening.
Oh, fucking A.
Pete loves this show. All right. Is that it for today?
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. How much do you want me to rant some more?
No, I don't want no more ranting. No more ranting to today's episode. We've been through enough today watching this episode.
No, I can't get enough of it. I've already watched it 3 times.
It was emotionally draining. I'm spent.
Every time, ask Sarah, the one time she watched it with me, what? And I can guarantee you the first 2 times that I watched it, that was the third time I watched it with her, when...
It's like your warm up, your main viewing, and then your cool down.
Yeah, when Oberyn's head explodes,
you know, it pops.
Yes, that's kick ass.
You like that then?
Yeah,
that was really loud. Sherry twinged. Yeah.
She twitched. In case you haven't,
her eye almost popped like Oberyn's head.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, but listening to this podcast. Jeff likes Game of Thrones.
You think?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It was actually his idea to do this podcast. Well, so you can blame him.
I kept bugging you and bugging you and bugging you. Finally, you get the fucking picture.
And then I finally said, the show's not bad.
Just like when I bugged and bugged you to bug you to watch the fucking thing. It took, a half a year?
Well, you know me. I'm like, I hate everything until it proves that it's worthy of my attention.
I think it took... Gotta be 6 million viewers before it got your attention.
Yeah, I jumped on the bandwagon. All right. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Make sure you head over to geekwatchpodcast.com. Check out all of our podcasts. There's some Star Trek ones. There's a new Star Trek one coming this week, right, Sherry? Hopefully.
That's correct.
Damn it, Jim, I'm a podcast where we take a look at Star Trek, the original series.
You know
there's
what?
Galaxy Class where we take a look at TNG. Oh. There's Don't Go In There. It's our favorite horror movies. Coming soon is the Marvel movie podcast and the DC movie podcast. So we have a lot of bases covered, don't we, Jeff?
Well, okay. Now, I would like to get some public opinion because I would like to start up another podcast if you were thinking about it.
Let me guess. Walking Dead?
Nope.
No. What's that?
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
The original Twilight Zone, all 174 episodes.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God.
Well, we'll see. I don't know if...
Excuse me, but some of the stuff that... Those are some of the best stories ever written.
And some of the best writers ever have...
There are some slow ones, I'll admit, but there's
I'll
some...
watch Twilight.
We'll put that right up there with our planned Doctor Who podcast.
That's sure. All right.
Right from episode one of the first season of Doctor Who.
Wow, that's a big endeavor there, too.
I don't think all of the episodes are still in existence.
They're not in existence. No. So. The first Doc, there's only like 3 or 4 episodes from the first season or something like that.
Yeah, because the BBC used to like reuse tapes. Everyone did that. They used reuse tapes.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Well.
Well.
At the time, it wasn't.
There's a couple.
In 1963, they weren't thinking of.
They just should have just put it in like on disc or something.
There was like almost a whole season of Twilight Zone missing for like the longest time.
Why didn't they put it on like flash drive or something?
Yeah, that'll work. Back when they were using celluloid.
Yeah. They're like digital.
It took an entire room to save a megabyte.
Yes. Well, hey, we do have more power in our phones nowadays than NASA had to send a shuttle to the moon.
No. All of their shuttles to the moon or their rockets to the moon. Yeah.
All right. Okay, we're shutting up now.
Okay.
Okay. Sarah's done. She's emotionally spent from this episode.
I am.
All right. Thank you for listening, folks. For Sherry, for Sarah, and for Jeff, we appreciate you. We really do. Tell your friends.
Very much so.
Tell your friends that there's this superb Game of Thrones podcast. And then when they're done listening to that one, tell them to listen to Talking Westeros.
If Mr. Schwarzenegger is listening, please make sure they make King Conan. Oh,
Schwarzenegger just needs to stop. Just stop. Stop. Jeff and I are of different opinions on Schwarzenegger. We'll discuss that in another podcast.
Not today.
All right. Thanks for listening. See you next time. And remember, winter's still coming, I guess. I don't know, maybe.
This has been a Naked Wizard Media production. Executive producer, Carrie Kinney. For more information, visit nakedwizardmedia.com.